This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Not one. So you don't have to ever really go back. It's your decision. You never have to do that.
No,
again.
No, I don't. I won't never.
You
do
have
that
the freedom.
Because I've just had more freedom within the last 3 years and totally came into a new place with God. It's even more intimate.
Tell us about that.
So the church never taught me about fasting, and I didn't know how to crucify my flesh. So to crucify my flesh, I had to learn how to fast.
Now, what does that mean? So somebody who might be listening to this broadcast and they just happen to bump into this station, what does that mean, crucify the flesh?
So it means die to self.
Die to self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crucify the flesh. Pick up your cross and follow me, the Bible says. So.
Now, for some, that might mean be more considerate, be kind, don't put yourself first, put others first.
Yeah, well, I thought it meant all that, too, because that's what the churches teach us. But what God showed me was to crucify our flesh is to deny the things we love and to lay them aside and to seek Him first. And then all that stuff after a 40-day fast, all that stuff's going to die away.
Wait a second. Did you do 40 days?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're one of the only people I know. I did three ones. 40
well,
days.
Only because God led me to do it, and only because
you did
He's given me the grace to do it.
You did drink water.
Only because He gave me the grace.
But you drank water.
Oh, lots of water. And yes, you need to drink bone broth, coconut water, and some juices because you need to keep your nourishment up. But the first 7 days is just plain water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you ever overweight?
Yes.
You were how much?
I was 50 pounds. I've lost 50 pounds in the last
three years. What did you weigh then? What do you weigh now?
I weigh 135.
So you're
and
up to,
I was at 200.
Wow.
So really more than
how tall
okay,
are you?
So really more than 50 pounds.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
5'9". Wow. Because
yeah.
Now you're thinner than thin.
Yes.
Do you still fast?
Yes.
How often?
Just still practicing. I practice basically every Monday, just a day fast.
Now that means from sunrise to sunset, and then you eat dinner or something?
No, that means from dinner the night before until Tuesday at lunch.
So you do eat the dinner the night before?
Until Tuesday at lunchtime. So
let's say Sunday night, you do eat dinner?
Yes.
And then, but after dinner, that's it?
That's right, until
and then
Tuesday
you go around,
morning at lunchtime.
So there's nothing on Monday morning, nothing Monday lunch, nothing Monday dinner, nothing Monday night.
Yeah.
But Tuesday morning, then you can slowly break the fast. Breakfast.
And I guess for the last 3 years, it's kind of been like an intermittent fasting where you just you fast every day from 8 at night until 12 the next day. So it was practicing how to fast, too. It wasn't just going into a 40-day fast right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, it was practicing how to. And then he led us on the 40-day fast, me and my friend, because we would have never chose it, you guys.
So tell me something. So did anything ever, you know, do you have any miraculous encounters with the Lord during those 40 days?
So this is the first time I've done a 40-day, and I'm only on day 12.
Oh, you're on it right now.
So, yes, he has been speaking to me just the last few days. I've just been having dreams and interpreting your dreams. I could give you what he gave me last night. I could give you because I got just took.
Wow, you're in a fast right now. Well, I'm honored that you're here.
Yeah.
The timing is pretty immaculate.
It's God's timing.
Because we only accidentally met.
It's God's timing that
48 hours early. You were already on the fast when I met you.
Yes.
Wow, the footsteps of a righteous man are directed by the Lord.
Yeah, God is directing my steps.
Wow, you're in the middle of the fast now.
Yeah, it's totally.
Wow.
It's totally
crazy. So how do you feel right now at this moment?
Oh, I feel more better than I would have if I would have ate for the last 2 weeks.
So you don't have any hunger by now, right?
No hunger.
They say it's gone.
Yeah, no hunger at all. It's so crazy.
But you're drinking juices.
Yes, and broth.
Oh,
yeah.
Broth.
I drink broth with
like
some mushroom
chicken broth
powder.
Or?
Put some mushroom powder in the broth and just a little bit of seasoning. But
now, when you say broth, what do you mean, like chicken broth?
Bone broth.
Bone
yes,
broth,
chicken,
okay.
Chicken bone broth, organic.
Chicken or organic, okay.
Yes.
Beef, no? Beef broth?
No, we haven't been doing any beef.
Okay.
No.
So bone broth, and that's it, and a little bit of mushroom powder,
and then
I never even heard of mushroom
and some
powder.
Juices, yeah. And some so we've done a lot of research online how to do this
safely.
Yes, how to do it safely.
Did you decide to do this because of medicine and health first, or did you do it because you wanted to get close to the Lord?
Just because we want to get close to the Lord.
Really? Yes. So you have a friend who's doing this with you?
Yes.
He or she?
My best friend.
He?
My first best friend, Julie.
Oh, Julie. Yes. Great. And so she's doing this with you, and
yes.
She also has a heart after the Lord.
Yes.
Wow, this is great. Are you keeping copious notes? You have some in
yes,
front of you.
Yes,
I wonder what
notes.
That was you were bringing in. Okay,
and
so,
lots of dreams, wow.
Yeah, tell me about the dreams.
So it's just, so the dreams just coming, and the one last night, the interpretation of it was, he said, so I won't give you all the names of what I got in the dreams, I'll just give you
kind of, names of people, or what do you mean?
Well, it was... So,
what?
Wait a minute, that's the wrong page.
Wow, you do have a lot of notes. That's good. Don't let anything happen to those.
So Vicky was in my dream, and that means achieved victory and triumph.
Who's Vicky?
That's what my aunt.
Oh.
And Sonny was in my dream, and that means sound. But in a dream, it's all symbolic. So it's not like, we try to figure out a dream, what it means, and it's like you can't do that by what it's really in the dream.
What are you dreaming? Tell me about a dream and tell me what happened. An action dream.
So this one right here was, I was trying to get some kind of treasure object to my Aunt Vicky, and I don't even really know what a treasure object was. I just know it was very expensive. And couldn't find the phone number, so I had to go to her house.
Yeah,
I had something expensive of hers. It's like an artifact or something. Returning it, but Sonny was with me, and we were in a truck.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this is going to... This stuff is kind of personal. I don't think this is of interest to the people listening. You
right,
know what I mean?
That's right.
So
it's kind of...
No,
yeah,
I
it's kind of...
Yeah, juxtaposed.
Yeah,
and you're
right.
Reading from that one thing. I will say a lesson I learned early on in life, but don't let people read on air.
Yeah.
I had a doctor come in once, and he was just reading, and doc, I say...
I try not to do that, too.
It does not work. Reading on the radio.
Yeah,
you got a poem.
Or in person. It's better just to talk.
An hour later, they're still reciting this poem. You know, it's no.
So, yes, thank you. So...
Yeah.
So it's just symbolic, so in the...
Okay. Why don't you close that up there so you can look at me because you're looking down at
that. There you go. That's good.
It's kind of getting in the way of the interview.
Let's get back...
Yeah.
There we go.
So, tell me, are there any specific things you think you're learning so far? You know, when you're conscious right here on, not in dreamland,
He's showing me that we are definitely birthing a ministry of some sort. And at this point, I know it's part of it is going and creating a YouTube channel and maybe another channel on another site or whatever, and just
maybe you two ought to come up here. There's a lot of pastors come up here; they have their own shows. Maybe you ought to come up here and have a podcast.
Well, I think that's kind of what he was showing me this morning and yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like I think he's birthing something right here. So we'll have to see how that all goes. And he gave me some other stuff. I ain't gonna read it because we ain't doing that. But he gave me some other stuff too about how people are really hungry for the real truth from a real person and not going to church trying to get this, that, and the other, where you can't ask questions.
Right. You know, that's the thing about with the rabbi and the Jews, as far as I can tell, is that the Jews will tell you there's no stupid question. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
That's right.
Whereas we've gone along with churchianity. You got one guy up there, and he's just talking at you the whole time.
Yes.
And I think there's a nouveau, there's a new change, there's a new wind of the Holy Spirit blowing, and it's just what you're saying, because the Lord revealed to me that if you can't care about one, then don't think you can care about 1 million, because 1 million is just a million ones.
That's right.
And you've heard of Billy Graham.
Yes.
When I met Billy Graham, it was he and I. He was the most loving, kind man I think I ever met in my life. And there was nothing about self with him. It was all about my listening audience or me. He was aware there would be a listening audience. We were recording it.
Yeah.
So it was about them, but it was also about me. His first words were, "Are you okay? Why? Your face is very red." I was up in Tallahassee, and I'd run to the – they had an inauguration of a governor, and I ran to meet with him. It's a long story, me and his publicity agent, because the traffic was all jammed up. So, and it doesn't really matter, but my face was red. And his first words, "Are you okay? Why?" "Because your face is very red."
Yeah.
And I never had a dad, so that kindness particularly stuck out. I never had anybody care about me that way.
Oh, wow.
And so his kindness.
Yeah.
And he was very gentle and very kind. So I forget, I was going to put this together with something you were just saying, but yeah. About the one-on-one. If you can't care about one,
Yes. You
can't care about 1 million. So I think, you know, I mean, even David, wasn't David corrected because he started to count horses? They're going into warfare. There was somebody in the Bible, and they were starting to count. He said, "Don't count the horses," God says.
Yeah.
Don't count the horses.
So to bring you back to, if you can't care about one, you can't care about others.
Yeah.
So what the Lord has showed me is we're taught in the church to love others like we're supposed to love others like we love ourselves.
Yeah.
But we're really not taught to love ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves first and put ourselves first, how we can't really love our brother like we love ourselves.
Well, now, here's what I see with there. So I sin, or I'm messed up in this world.
Right.
My hands get dirty from the dirt of the world.
Yes.
And I go to church, and I'm carrying this burden.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, my relationship with the Lord, he makes me broken and contrite, and I'm sorrowful. And it's called repentance.
That's
I'm sorry
right.
for what I did. And all of a sudden, I feel his love.
Yes.
Well, it is written that it is his kindness that leads us to redemption.
That's
it is your
right.
kindness that leads us to redemption, oh Lord, right?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, I feel forgiveness.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
When darkness wrecks me, who will protect me? When my fear shakes me, who holds me steady? I'm bruised and battered, Lord, I surrender. I'm tired of fighting, be my defender.